USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Trump says he's heading to the southern border in the next few weeks.
Well, a lot of people want me to. The border patrols and all of the people of ICE, if they want me there, they've asked me to go. And I really sort of feel I owe it to them. They're great people. They're doing an incredible job. It's impossible now with what they've done. The stay in Mexico should have been left, and now they stay in the United States. And by the way, stay in and never leave.
Trump speaking with Fox News. The former president's comments coming a day after a group of GOP senators visited the border, saying they were stunned by conditions at facilities holding unaccompanied minors. And a detention officer at the Oklahoma County Detention Center in Oklahoma City has been hospitalized after being held hostage by an inmate. Officials with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office say that the inmate was shot and killed by Oklahoma City police officers. The condition of the detention officer has not been released. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Following a trip to the southern border, a group of GOP senators said they would be unwilling to work on an immigration reform bill with the administration until the crisis on the border is resolved. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley questioned how they could pass an immigration bill when the border was still open. Representative Tony Gonzalez says there are some things that Congress can do to deal with that humanitarian crisis. The Texas Republican tells CNN that making changes to the work visa and asylum programs would provide some relief on the border.
If children are, you know, legitimately making the trek from these dangerous areas, which many of them are, right, and if they're legitimately seeking asylum, why do we have to wait till they reach America? Why can't we focus on Mexico and some of these areas? That way they don't have to make that dangerous trek. That's one answer to it. Another part is work visas. Let's increase the amount of work visas. If people want to come to live the American dream and work hard, well, let's welcome them through the front door. We absolutely need to know who's coming into our country, but we need to do it through increased work visas.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Donald Trump is criticizing President Biden for his immigration policies in the wake of the ongoing crisis on the southern border. Speaking with Fox News, Trump said Biden shouldn't have ended construction of the border wall when the contracts for it had already been completed.
We built almost 500 miles of wall, and it's new wall. You know, they like to say it's renovated wall. We took wall down, and we built new wall. So when we take wall down and we build new wall, they like to say it's a renovation. It's that this is new, really the top of the line. It's technologically advanced like you wouldn't believe with the wires, and we're hooked up for drones, we're hooked up for everything, and this is great stuff. And they stopped construction, and so we have some open areas. We had to leave certain areas to get everything back in as we completed it, and they didn't finish it up. It was just a very simple thing to do. It would have taken a very short period of time, and so you have gaps. Now, they cover the gaps easily with the Border Patrol, but you don't even have to do that. They should finish the wall immediately.
And one Cinderella run will continue in the NCAA tournament, while another comes to an end. 12-seeded Oregon State is on to the Elite Eight after they beat Loyola Chicago 65-58 on Saturday. But Oral Roberts fell just short of their bid to become the first 15 seed to make the Final Eight, falling to Arkansas 72-70. The top seed in the South, Baylor, is also moving on after dispatching Villanova 62-51, and Houston defeated Syracuse in the nightcap 62-46. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.